So let me ask a question. Is there any connection or relationship between the Navadwara of the human body, the nine halls of the human body, with the nine halls of the flute of Krishna? I'm sure acharyas and very intelligent Goswamis have given lectures about this. Maybe the person that knows that. I never heard their explanation about this. Maybe some points. But basically we can understand that the nine halls of the body are related to the karma and karmendriya and gyanendriya. The eye, the two holes of the eyes and two holes of the nose. The eyes and the nose and the ears, they're used for collecting knowledge, for understanding the environment. And other holes are used for eliminating waste or producing children, etc. So these nine holes of the body, we have this body, we have these nine holes because of our karma, because of our karmic activities in last time, last life. Karmana devanechena jantar dehupa patiye. We get a particular body and particular set of senses, eyes, nose, ears, mouth, genital, rectum, because of our karmic activities in previous life in tamagun, rajagun, sattvagun. And all these nine holes, these eye holes and ear holes and mouth, they're always engaging with the sense objects of sound and form and taste. So the relation is, if someone hears the sound of Krishna's flute, then they give up everything. The gopis are examples. Krishna played the flute in the night, and the gopis gave up everything. Svajanam, tektva svajanam, aryapatam chahitvam. Uddhava glorified the gopis. They gave up everything. They gave up svajanam. They gave up their name, their fame, their families, their social position, their shame. Everything, their connection with their body, their connection with their senses. Because the body and all the nine senses, when Krishna played his flute, all the gates of the body, the eyes became ears, the ears became ears, the mouth became ears, everything became ears to drink the liquid nectar of Krishna's flute. And the result of hearing Krishna's flute song, the gopis gave up everything. Everything connected to their body and everything connected to their nine gates of their body. Their children, their husband, their mother-in-law, father-in-law, sister-in-law, everybody, mothers, fathers. They're all connected to their bodies, connected to the nine gates. They ran away from all that. They dropped all that when they hear Krishna's flute. So the sadhaka, he can hear Krishna's flute. Krishna's flute comes in the form of the calm Gayatri and a calm beach. And a calm beach mantra and a calm Gayatri especially is Madhurya Ras. A calm beach is also in the Gopal mantra. A calm beach is Klim, Kala-im. So Kala-im, these are the musical sounds of the flute. Kala, this is Krishna's flute. So when we chant this bija mantra, this calm bija, then all our desires to engage in this body and engage in these nine gates of the body, the two eyes, the mouth, ears, etc. All those sense activities of the human body, male body, female body, which are performed with these nine gates, are all become stopped because we become attracted to Krishna, and we eventually give up this material body of nine gates, and we get a transcendental body made of prema. hair is made of prem, body is made of prem, everything is made of prem. There's no more gates in the body, there's no more physical type of gates, Navadvara. Now it's not a Navadvara Deha, now it's a Deha with Navadvara. But we get a Siddhadeha, which is a prem Bhavdeha. Siddhadeha is a Bhavdeha, Mahabhavdeha, made of pure love for Radha and Krishna. Radhe, 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 Radhe Govinda. Radhe, 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 Radhe Govinda.